Welcome, welcome back, everybody, and back to the Turfy Show. I am the John Man, and my lovely co-host over here is Miss Mary. How the hell are you doing, Mary?
I am well.
You're well. That's good.
That was kind of a weak introduction for me.
And my co-host for today is Miss Mary. How the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
Are you not feeling it?
No. I wanted like a real amp. You know, I wanted like...
That's what the music's
and
for.
And to my right my magical, magnificent, perfect wife, the marvelous Miss Mary.
Well, the problem with that...
Yes.
...is... One, if I say to my right, I mean, no one's going to see that.
Or to your left. You could have said to my right or to my left, which is funny because this is totally not the kind of wife I am. Like, I'm not a showy wife. Like, I stand on my own. I don't need you to introduce me. I run the room. This one instance.
She just wants me to be her hype man. That's all she wants me to do. She just wants me to hype her up because.
Maybe you make me watch too much wrestling. So I expect like. Are you ready?
I mean, I guess I could start being your hype man a little bit better. You know, I could Paul Heyman the shit out of this. Actually, no, he's really good. I can't do that.
He is really good. Like, he was a theater kid for sure.
Yeah, he has to have been. There's no way I could like write something that good.
Listener.
I do like me some wrestling.
I know. That's why I like in my mind, I'm like, come on. This is your like one time to be able to like.
My one time. It's not like I have like any other time to hype you up at all. Just this one time.
I don't know.
On this one podcast.
I'm clearly not that interesting to you anymore.
Why do you say that? I'm curious.
You don't listen to me. What's hey, KC Beeps.
What do you mean I don't listen to you?
KC Beeps is in the house. Happy Saturday. What are you doing with your day?
I like how you, I mean, I love that our friend's in here right now, but I'm asking you a serious fucking question. How do I not listen to you anymore?
I was telling you something very serious today, and you clearly were not paying attention. Stuck in the house. Do you guys have snow?
Oh, there's a snowstorm warning.
I'm so jealous. We were supposed to have a blizzard yesterday, and all fucking day, I was waiting for this blizzard to happen. I was like, ready. I'm like, ready to be snowed in. And we didn't get any snow. So I hope that you guys get a ton of snow. Although there is a little bit of snow here now. Welcome, welcome. Is it Ruben's? Ruku's beer?
Ruku's beer.
Ruku's beer. Welcome in. I can't see that far away. John has the screen a little wonky right now. Thank you. Welcome in, Michael. Oh, he left us. We do have as much snow as when you were here last time, Kayla. What's going on?
Oh, for some reason, it's playing like you and me at the same time. It's weird. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, can you guys hear us okay? In our like our chat, our live chat, can you guys hear us okay?
I mean, it should be fine. It's just not segregating our channels. But anyway.
No snow yet here in the UK. What part of the UK are you in? I did drive in the snow today. London. I want to come to London so bad. It's my dream to get over to that side of the world. I want to do London, Scotland, and Ireland. I want to do like a whole like fail swoop trip. A lot of people say London's a lot like New York. Is that true? I'm curious. If so, I'll probably love it because I love New York. What's up? Is that better? What's going on?
Yeah, I fixed it.
Okay.
I mean, you could still hear me. It just wasn't separating us out.
Oh, okay.
But apparently, I don't listen to Mary anymore.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be a theme of the night. But at the end of the night, there's going to be drama.
I don't know if there's going to be drama, but okay, so... Mary and
he knows how to get in the office chair is the problem.
Mary...
Our dog right now is trying so hard to get in the chair with John. And I work from home.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Okay. I don't work from home. And this is what's happening right now. These dogs are pretty much tattletaling on every little fucking spoiled thing Mary does throughout the day while I'm not home. Like, this little one cannot comprehend why I'm not letting him in the office chair right now. He's like, why, daddy? Mom does this shit all the fucking time.
Oh, for sure. I definitely, like, if I have a break, like, if I have a minute.
I fully expect, like, this is what, like, you could be talking to clients on the phone. And I kind of expect that dog to be there, like, in your lap, watching your computer screen.
No, so I don't let him up that often. It's probably, like, once a day. Maybe twice.
Is it?
Yeah. Maybe twice a day, like, because he's big. And my office chair is literally a child's office chair. And so, like, there's really not enough room for both of us. So I really don't let him up that often.
And we have basset hounds for those of you that don't know.
Yeah. And then I opened. All I did was open my breakfast the other day from the package. And the dogs came running. I'm like, you fuckers are tattletaling on me.
So it's one thing, right? So if I open something, you know, they'll be like, oh, what's dad eating? Maybe we could get some. But if fucking mom opens something, they fucking run. They sit down. They look at her. And like, okay, where's mine? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yep.
And they're very patient with me. They're like, with dad, they don't know. They're like, are we going to get a morsel? Or are we not going to get a morsel? But they know what they have to do to be able to get one for me. What, buddy? Come here.
Oh, yeah. They're both good dogs. But there's definitely a difference in parenting between mom and dad, in my opinion. I feel like I'm not too stern with them, but that fucking dog. Mary definitely lets them get away with a lot more. As he's like chewing up shit in this room right now, just living his best fucking life. I mean, where the fuck's he finding those? Like, we have like this foam padding stuff and one strict one, one pushover. Yeah, that's exactly how it is.
Did you guys not just hear me saying no?
I mean, it was very faint and very quiet.
Well, I was being firm.
You said no with a smile on your face. That's the problem.
Well, it is kind of funny.
You don't say no with like this resting bitch face look. You say no and you smile like, no, because dad's not going to like this. Do I really give a shit? No.
No, I don't give a fuck if they tore that up. If it would make him happy for an hour, all right, I don't give a shit. Why do you think I give him boxes when you're not home?
Yeah, but that stuff's not digestible. Like, we just made our dog throw up because he ate a fucking stuffed arm.
Yeah, that was rough.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm sure parents, like, regular parents with, like, human children, I'm sure, like, they have their struggles and all. But you know what? Dog parents have their struggles, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you just can't stick, like, a dog to any old regular babysitter.
Absolutely not. I'm very strict on this.
I mean, and if I had a kid, I'd just be like, hey, whatever family member or stranger wants to hang out with my kid for a day.
Just keep him alive, please.
Just keep him alive, and I'll be back.
But my dog, no.
No.
Like, I for sure would drop my kids at your parents all the time if I had human kids.
If we had kids, they would live at my parents' house.
They would not live there, but
the majority of the time,
they would go. Yeah. For sure.
I mean, I've changed my dog's food more times than I changed my own food.
Agreed. Agreed.
I mean, I go through the same shit too. Like, all of a sudden there's explosive diarrhea. What do you have to do? Well, you have to clean it up. Same as a regular human kid.
Yeah. You don't. Well, I guess we clean up the food this morning.
Yeah. I mean, the only difference is not in a diaper.
Yeah. Our little one. Poor guy, he has severe anxiety and he works himself up. Like, if we leave him, he'll work himself up, or he can't get down the stairs either. So, like, if I'm in a meeting and I have to leave him up the stairs because he's ran himself up the stairs, right? Like, I've packed his ass down and then he decides he wants to go back upstairs, and then I have to go into a meeting and he can't get himself back downstairs. He'll work himself up to, like, literally explosive diarrhea because he is so upset and distraught because his brother can come down. So his brother comes down and sleeps on my couch and is like, this is the best life ever. So yeah. And then it's a rough afternoon.
So I mean, it is a rough afternoon, but I've noticed there's two people in the chat room that both have brew and beer in their names. Ooh. So they must like brew and beer. So yes. Enlighten me. What's your guys' favorite beer and brew?
Agreed.
And same goes for Casey Beeb. What's going on over there?
Yeah.
And then back to my original story. All right. So Mary's telling me the serious story earlier in the day. Okay. And if you've listened to this podcast, all 12 episodes, and then the 100 that we had before we deleted them all, you might know that I'm a little bit of a squirrel, right? So Mary and I are talking. We're at a bar top. Obviously, there's TVs and stuff, and I'm like, I'm not actively watching TV, but I'm kind of looking around, looking at the beers, looking at the TV, and Mary starts telling me like this serious story, this event that happened in her life. And this is from my perspective. I'm sure Mary will shoe in here in a second. And like, she's telling me and I'm listening. I know everything she said. And then on the screen, because there was college basketball playing, on the screen, there was like this fucking, there was just like regular basketball players, right?
He wasn't that big.
And then on the screen, there's like this fucking ginormous fucking giant of a man.
He wasn't that big.
And I was like, look at this fucking dude.
He wasn't that big.
He is fucking huge. Yes, he was. He was like, it made like all the other people on TV look little, like little people. And this guy was a fucking giant. And I just happened to be like, in my mind, like, holy fuck, this guy is huge. So, and I said that to Mary. I was like, look at that dude in the white jersey. He was fucking huge. Obviously, I interrupted Mary's story, and she's mad at me now.
Well, I was telling you something very serious, and you haven't asked me how the follow-up went, or what was said, or...
I did. I asked you all those questions, but, like, at that point, you didn't want to tell me, because you were already mad at me.
Yeah.
I was genuinely...
It's 24 hours after all these events happened.
You were telling me at the bar.
I know.
And like, I just so happened to see like a fucking huge dude on the TV.
Okay.
And like, I was trying to like poach and get questions from you, but then you didn't want to tell me. And I was genuinely like,
only because I got mad.
I know, but I was genuinely interested in what was going on. But at that point, like I couldn't ask. Mm-hmm. I was already done and I didn't mean to.
You have a YouTube channel. I can't see that way.
Ruckus beer.
Okay. I review beer from
all over the world.
Okay. Sorry, you guys, the screen. Oh, there we go. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll just make that a little bit bigger. So
thank you.
Read.
So we just did, well, not just, but we.
In September?
October?
Anyway, we went to Brewfest in.
All American Brew Festival.
In Denver.
And tried beers all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fun to do a all over the world one like that.
Yeah, it would.
Welcome, Father Brian.
Well,
how are you?
I'll follow you on Instagram too, by the way. Anyway, so that's my story. I didn't mean to make Mary mad or upset or act like I wasn't trying
you
to
guys,
pay attention.
You guys, this is going to be drama for the rest
no,
of the
No, I just need
day.
To get it out now. That way it's not drama. Because the only drama from here on out is going to be from you.
Okay. Today I've tried beer from over 100 different countries. That's pretty cool.
That is cool. I wouldn't say Mary and I are like the Cicerones or anything like that.
No.
But we definitely enjoy beer.
We do. And we love like sampling beer too, like mm-hmm. getting the notes. And we're doing well. We trucking along. We made friends in the state we are in now. So that's been nice. It's been a nice reprieve from only family and obligations. So it's been good. We're doing good. We're making it through. Making it through winter.
Yeah.
How are you guys? I know you said you're making it through. How's things going? Are you guys still doing podcasts 3 days a week? Give me your deets and I'll shout them out.
But
No. Taking a break again? It's tough. We try to be consistent. And the last time we... Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible. Well, at least they figured out what's going on. Not that that is a silver lining, but that's really hard to find out what's going on to like specifically target anything towards that. We try to be consistent, but it's just so tough. Like life is.
Yeah. I mean, we're down to the pretty much the once a month show.
Yeah. Well, Thanksgiving was our last podcast, you said.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had one. No, not Thanksgiving. Christmas. Before Christmas.
Okay, so Christmas. Before Christmas was our last Thanksgiving.
Since we started back up, we're about once a month. But.
Yeah. Well, and even without anything going on, that's how hard we, like, of a time we're having staying committed. I can't even imagine trying to work through everything you guys got going on.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, in a perfect world for us, like, we'd do it during a weekday instead of a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know. Like, I feel like now between you and I, Mary, we are like the second I get home, because you get off like an hour before me, but you have to let the dogs out. You have to play with the dogs, and you have to do all these like mandatory, obligatory things. Mm-hmm. Like once you get off work, and then I'm off like maybe an hour and a half later. And by the time I'm off and we actually eat dinner, there's no fucking way we're doing a podcast.
No.
You know, and we're doing it early today. Like, this is actually the earliest we've done a podcast in a long fucking time.
Yeah, and it's because we have plans tonight. Yeah. So
it's tough. Like, you know, like I'm a dreamer, and I like ideally, you know, I would love to do this like three times a week, but I can't.
Well, and we had a conversation, and this is why. So I think for sure Father Brian will know, and KCBs will know, our like long time OG from 3 years ago, follow us throughout our journey. We deleted like 150 episodes, and then we started again, and then we deleted more.
Yeah.
And then we restarted again.
It's just because we got toxic.
We did. We got toxic. Hello, Becca. And we said, hey, like, maybe we don't utilize the podcast for like airing our dirty laundry and frustration. So if you guys want a good laugh, there's no bars, hold humor. Give the Stewie Griffin Sunday show a listen. All right, you guys. Set 9 Central time. Go check it out.
Texas time, yep.
Texas time, Central. And we said, we don't want to bring, like, we just don't, the podcast for us was turning into this bitch fest. And it took us, like, just saying, okay, like, not that we won't share the bad things, because you guys know we have no problem letting you guys know, like, what's going on in our life. But we just didn't want to, like, keep beating dead horses, if that makes sense. I don't know. We kind of got in this rut of, like, fuck this, fuck that. I don't know. I hope that makes sense. Not that we don't ever, like, share our, like, bad attitude. It's just more of, like, that's what it, like, started becoming. And so we were like, okay, we need to, like, think about this.
We don't want it to be Instagram, to where the only thing you see is the happy highlights.
Right. Like, but we still want it to be real, but we just don't want it to be.
But we also want it to be, you know, we
like
want
a good mix.
A good mix between negative and positive. So it's tough.
Yeah.
That's why we're only doing it once a month. Then we don't have time to do shit.
I know.
I mean, it's kind of a weird, I think the last year and a half between our friends in Seattle and then our newfound friends here and even some of our newfound friends in like New Mexico and shit like that. You know, you want to be able to spend time with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what's the point of having friends? And then our friends in Oregon.
Yeah.
You know, she comes and hangs out with us all the time.
And it's tough because as an adult, if you want to have friendships, you have to actively engage and foster those relationships. And so it's a challenge. Yeah, I mean, like, definitely we try not to, like, show anything fake, but we just didn't want it to just only be the negative side of life. And that's what it turned into for a minute.
Well, it did. And that's like kind of like the climate, not to get too far into anything, but the climate of the United States is just super negative.
Yeah.
And then we were just kind of falling in line with, like, let's just be negative and negative. And it was super easy to do.
Right. Which, you know? I mean, we'll tell you the bad shit. We don't give a fuck about that. It just is like when you're like just rehashing every conversation. Anywho, that's the whole gist. Is Casey Beep still in here?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's probably just listening. But, you know, having adult relationships, right? Like when we were in our 20s, we just had people in and out of our house, like randomly all the time, you know, and it was 20s, like super early 30s. And it was just always like a party fest, right?
They're going to get that.
But like having like real meaningful relationships in when you're a little bit older as an adult, you actually have to try a little bit harder. Like, our friend Casey, she comes and sees us all the time, and we have like a good, meaningful relationship with her, and we have good, meaningful relationship with some friends in Seattle, and now like our new friends here in where we live now. But it's like you have to put in time. It's not one of those things that you could just show up to anymore. You know? Does that make sense
mm-hmm.
to you? So that does take time away from like the quote unquote free time we would have, you know, making this show. But I think it's worth it because there's a lot of times where
the most important thing in life is human connection in reality. And thank you for the birthday wishes and happy birthday to both of you since we totally failed and missed your birthdays. Both of yours, actually, because we missed. Yeah, because we're each a week apart.
Yeah, I believe so. So, yeah, happy birthday to you guys,
and
too.
And speaking of birthdays, Casey Beebs, we need the details. So our dear friend Casey Beebs in this chat, you guys, this year is her dirty 30.
It is.
Dirty 30 in March. And
we got to do something
special.
She's
got to figure out what she wants. Yeah. I know she's a baby. I know. We're old as fuck. She's really my child at this point and not my friend. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
The child that we party with.
Yeah.
And hang out with and watch the Weather Channel with.
I know. But she is a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When I hear her age, though, sometimes I'm like, oh, like, you're fucking young. I mean, not that we're, like, super old. I'm 30. I'll be 36, right?
Fucking old lady.
And
I don't know. How many gray hairs do you have?
4 days. Oh.
How many gray hairs do you have?
Oh, so many gray hairs. Like, it's so bad, you guys. It is so bad. Like, it honestly, I'm kind of pissed off. Can I just vent for a second? Okay, so my natural hair color my whole life has been like, ew, you have mouse brown. And, oh, like, that's your natural color? My whole fucking life, right? So I bleached my hair, dyed my hair, done everything up. And before I say what I'm going to say, I do love Taylor Swift. But that fucking bitch.
The fucker.
Has made natural mousy brown cool. And you know what these motherfuckers are calling it? Old money brown. You know what the problem with that is? I can't rock my natural old money brown hair now. Like, I can't be like, oh, I got this shit. Like, this, I have this naturally, right? Like, I have that color natural. Like, God gave me that. I have old money brown. No, because now I'm old enough that I have fucking gray.
Yeah. And not just a little bit either. Mm-hmm. Not just and Taylor Swift is what she is. She's awesome. But
no, she definitely earned hers. So what her hair color is what they're calling old money brown. So like in the hairstylist world, that so like that's like what they're calling her color of hair.
I would say like once she starts going gray and then that will be popular, but by that time you'll be so fucking gray it won't even matter.
Oh, for sure.
Like does it actually
not even that much older than that bitch.
Because when we were
just kidding.
When we were in high school and stuff, it was like fucking blonde. And then when we were out of high school and into like the 2010s, it was like fucking white blonde. Mm-hmm. And then it went gray blonde. And it was always fucking blonde through like most of
even
your
even like ombre, like yeah. My natural hair's never been in, and now it is.
Yeah, and like through most of your youth, it's always been some type of like super blonde, and now, fucking, it's your natural hair color.
I know. So here's the thing: is if I was all silver, I'd be fine, but it's like just enough, like. Gray to like I can't be blonde because the gray shows up too fast, and I can't be brown because the gray shows up too fast. So like I just wish it were enough to like rock.
Why don't you just go like remember that one year where you were like pretty gray blonde? Why don't you do that again?
That is so much work.
That but it, like blends
so,
in well though.
I know, but that is so much upkeep. Yeah. No one know what colors my because no one has seen my face. There you go. See?
I mean, you know what? One of these days, my hair is going to start growing and I'll have like this full lock of hair and then bald will be in style.
Okay. John's about ready to, I mean, he's already got a little gray, but he's about ready to go like full gray in his mustache.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Can you check on them?
Yeah.
I can. Oh, no, I thought they were under here.
No, they're upstairs.
Oh, they're fine then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm about ready to go full-blown gray. Like, I'm holding on to... Because for years, my brother thought I dyed my beard because it's just so dark. Like, I have a really dark beard. It's always been dark. and I've never had gray. I think the last 3 years I've had a total of 2 gray hairs that I could count. And maybe I have a total of like 5 or 6.
Yeah, but he's about ready to get like a whole...
But like my mustache is about ready to go bushel. Like full-blown gray.
Because it's turning red.
You know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to some salt and pepper.
Don't do a Hulk Hogan and dye the trash. Yeah. Ooh, John would love to do a Hulk Hogan, I think, like in his mind.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I think in my mind, I think it'd be funny and I would just do it as a parody of myself. But then it's like, I don't want to fucking wash that much hair. Like when my hair gets like this long, I know Mary had a conversation about this and it's probably because of the trauma that Mary gives me every single time she's in the shower. That she's bred me into thinking that you can't wash your hair in a decent amount of time. But once my hair gets like a quarter of an inch on the sides, it's like, I got to cut this shit because it looks like shit. Like, honestly, come on now. It's not.
We also had this conversation today, too.
We did. And I don't know. Wait, you'll get cool. I try to cut it. I try to upkeep it. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at it.
Yeah. Just clip it. I think it's a good call because I was like, I'm just jealous that men can take such a short shower, right? Because my showers are like, especially an everything shower, it just takes too long.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
And plus, I and you guys can judge me if you must, but I definitely like, I don't really care to shower. I mean, I like to shower. I like to like be clean, but I definitely have to force myself to shower. So like the fact that my shower takes so long too.
I mean, a lot of the time it takes me more time to shit than it does to shower, to be quite honest.
I think it's a string. Hold on, the dog has something he shouldn't. You could grab Muffin from my office. Oh, the doggy has something he shouldn't. Can't rush the shit. No, for real. But you know, John can get in the shower. He's in and out of the shower for like 5 minutes max. My shower, especially if I'm washing my hair, like solid 20. Because, you know, like you gotta the whole process. What is it?
Thing that you didn't give a shit.
I took it from him.
But you're also like, oh, I don't give a shit if it.
Well, I didn't think he had like tore it apart.
Yeah.
You're an hour. Yeah, like it takes some time.
It is rough.
And then if you got to shave on top of that, like, yeah. I don't want to take that long of a shower. It's way too long. Yeah, well, Kayla, you suck.
Yeah, I mean.
You also have short hair.
She does.
I'm not even sure you shave your legs. You shave your legs, Kayla? I don't know. Is that something you ask people?
I don't see why not. I mean, you could ask.
Okay.
Not in the winter.
Not in the winter. Okay.
Smart. So during the summertime, your showers go from the length of a song to the length of a song, 2.5 songs. Well, you're a fucking shower every day. So you probably fucking, yeah. You scrape that shit fucking every single day. Uh-huh. You're in the shower, I'm sure.
Yeah. Have a good night or morning. I guess it's morning over on that side of the world, right? They're 12 hours ahead of us.
Where are they at?
London.
Yeah. They're 7 hours ahead of us.
7 hours ahead. So I guess good night.
Yeah, good night.
Because it's afternoon. I'm used to podcasting at night, so it would have been morning.
Yep. Yeah, showering is one of those things. I mean, it's not like a New Year's resolution or anything that I had, because I try not to do New Year's resolutions because I don't like failing. But one of my things is like, I do want to be healthier. And I think to me, like, being clean a little bit more often is a little bit healthier, you know? Yeah, 7 hours ahead.
Yeah,
I was right.
You got it. You got it.
So I think it starts there. Starts being, you know, like shower a little bit more often, John. Like, you fucking got this. It takes you fucking 10 minutes. Just shower. Be a little cleaner.
Neither of us are like, big showers, you guys. Like, just full transparency.
You lift boxes. You work hard. You know, you sweat. Just shower a little bit more often. So that's one of my things. Eventually, I'll get into working out. You know, but I've been saying that for fucking 16 years. So, you know, maybe it'll take me another 16 years. Who knows? I don't know. I did go on a good stretch where I was working out like every single day, and then I got sick as fuck for like a week, and I was like, nope.
You're like, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, because I lost it. You know, like you're motivated, you're doing it for a week, and you like start to do it as a habit. You're like, okay, I'm gonna shit, and then I'll fucking work out, and then, you know, I'll go drink coffee and get on with my day, you know. But then I got so fucking sick that I was like rolling out of bed, like barely alive. And I was like, no. And then you just get out of the habit.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair. You know, Bruno, come here, baby.
Because working out is like one of those habitual things. Like you have to like do it every single day or you're not going to do it.
Yeah. No, 100%. Come here, baby.
But I will say I did it for a week and I'm not doing it anymore.
I love that you're a while is a week.
It was like a week and a half. I don't know. It was a little bit.
I mean, no judgment for me. I fell off a long time ago and have not even made an effort since.
Well, you know, it's funny about resolutions since we're in this new year. And maybe it's just us. Like, maybe you and I are the problem, right?
I
feel like if you do these resolutions, you're like, oh, I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to do healthier things like every fucking buddy else. Like Mary and I could say that. And you know what we do? We'd be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. One day in, let's just fucking eat junk food every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's how we are. We're like, let's set a goal to be healthy. And then 3 weeks into it, you've been more unhealthy than you ever have in your entire fucking life because you said you're going to do something and just do completely opposite. Mm-hmm. It's like we're fucking cancel culture or something like that, except for it's with us.
Yeah, it's we're the problem.
Yeah. It's like, and that's why I don't like setting goals, because it's like I set a goal and then I feel like my body tries my hardest to do the fucking opposite.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you should set a goal to be as unhealthy as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I've never tried that. You know, I really haven't.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that might be a good plan. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the first week, just be fucking unhealthy as possible.
No, my goal is to not shower for 2 weeks.
And then you shower every week.
Well, that's what I shower now, so. Sometimes, well, I shower more. I don't want to say shower. I clean my body more in the winter. Because
mm-hmm.
I clean my body, like, twice a week. I only wash my hair once a week.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you do bathe, like, in the bath often.
Mm-hmm. Like, I wash my body.
Yeah. That's a good point, Mary. I've never thought about that. Just do, like, what you want to do, but set your goal to be the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should try that next year in 2025.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I was thinking about this, like, okay, so, you know, like, obviously, self-care, in air quotes, is, like, this whole, like, it's almost been, like, glorified. It's almost a trend. But, like, something that I don't know, this was like kind of an epiphany I had, is like for people who are neurodivergent, which I clearly am, I don't even fucking shower. Let go. Bruno, stop being a jerk. Like sometimes self-care is not the glamorous, like go get a pedicure, get your hair done, look pretty. Like sometimes, like for me, when I say I'm going to work on my self-care, it is truly, you're going to brush your teeth every day. You are going to take a shower more than once a week. You are going to eat some substance today, because toast at 3 p.m. is not eating for the day. So like a lot of things for me, like, it's not like that glorious self-care. And so I have to think of self-care in a different manner. Like I have to think of self-care as like, no, bitch, this is the bare minimum to take care of yourself. And you need some self-care.
This is quote unquote normal. So let's get up to quote unquote normal.
Right. It's like, so my self-care is not like this glamour. Like, and I love bath bombs and that kind of shit. So don't get me wrong. But
I mean, you get in funks and then all of a sudden, like you're off track. I mean, I think everybody does. Right. Well, not everybody, but some people do. It's really easy to slip into a path of not being able to do the bare minimum.
Yeah. But my whole point of this, it wasn't like to feel sorry for me. It was like, I think that our messaging around self-care is like glorified. when I think a lot of people just need to know, like, hey, like, maybe self-care isn't this sexy thing that you amp yourself up for. Maybe self-care is something that, like, you need to force yourself into. Because, like, don't get me wrong, like, I fucking love being clean. Mm-hmm. Like, I, like, once I get in the shower and get myself clean, I'm totally fine. But, like, thinking of the, like, the mountain of tasks, which really, like, most people are like, oh, I'll get in the shower. For me, I'm like, okay, so I need to go in the bathroom. I got to brush my hair. I need to brush my teeth. I have to get undressed. I'm going to be cold. I got to get my water right. Then I got to shampoo. Then I got to wash. Then I got to exfoliate. Then I got to shave. Then I got to put conditioner in. Then I got to rewash my, like, where that conditioner touched or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this whole, like, I don't think, like, oh, I'm going to get in the shower. Like, I'm going to go in the bathroom. I'm going to get in the shower, come out. Then you get out of the shower. Then you got to put lotion on. Then you got to get dry. Then you got to get your clothes on. And then you got to get your clothes to the wash. Like, it's like this whole thing. Like, I don't think of, like, oh, I'm just going to shower. It's like, oh, I got to do all these other things that I think is overwhelming.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Am I making sense?
You are making sense.
So I really don't care to shower.
Well, yeah, I think it's really easy to get into, like, the horrors bath routine.
Oh, pits and pussies.
Pits and pussies. You know, wash your pits, wash your pussy, mm-hmm. and get it done with. You know, it's yeah. like horrors bath it all fucking day. Pits and pussies, pits and pussies. And
hopefully you guys have seen that comedy special yeah. to understand. It's funny.
Yeah, Bert Kreischer. Go watch him. He's awesome. But anyway, like, it's easy to get in that routine of, like, not specifically that, but, like, cutting corners, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's fine to do a horse bath every now and again.
Oh, once a week.
Yeah. Bear's like, fuck, I horse bath once a week. What are you talking about? Pits and pussy,
bitch. I mean, I really do shower, like, twice a week, but yeah. I only wash my hair once a week.
Clicker.
Oh, I didn't know I had the clicker.
Yeah.
They count. It takes me 3 days to decide when I'm going to take a bath. Exactly. Trucker baths. I love that.
Yeah, trucker baths. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. I feel like 2024 will be a good year, you know, depending.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like there's always been, like, what I like about 2024 so far is there's not a lot of hype around it.
Oh, right, yeah. Now. Everybody's just, like, setting expectations.
They're, like, super low. You know, and, mm-hmm. like, it's an election year, and that'll be weird or difficult or whatever it is, but it's not like 2020. Because when 2020 came, the ball dropped, everyone's like, this is going to be the best fucking year ever, you know? Like, hindsight 2020, blah, blah, blah. You know, 2020 vision, motherfucker. And then it was like the shittiest fucking year ever, right?
2024 is the year of reality. I feel that. Like, people are just coming in with realistic expectations.
Yeah. I mean, whether you like it or not, we're still dealing with the ramifications of, like, the COVID thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're only a couple years removed, and, like, things are still...
Well, we're 4 years removed, but...
Well, 4 years since it happened. Like, 2 years, year and a half, 2 years since it was, like, lifted and mm-hmm. people could go out and do shit mm-hmm. fully, you know. So we're, you know, your reality, that's a good one. I like that.
I like it. It did change the world. It really did. And as much as people are like, I also, like, I feel like there's so much negative connotation with the pandemic and what it did to the world, but I also think there was, like, you guys are gonna come at me and it's fine, but I think there was a lot of good that came from it too. Yeah, no, definitely. We're, like, finding our feet, figuring it out. Like, I think the good thing, at least in our house, there was some good. Like, we really, like, reestablished ourselves, our relationship. We reevaluated, like, so many things. And we, like, got to take a break from the rat race, which we never would have been able to do. Yeah, the pandemic is an extended honeymoon.
And yeah. I think you're able to cut a lot of waste out too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh yeah,
like wasting your life, wasting yeah. you know,
your budget,
wasting your friends, like just wasteful yeah. things.
We got to see, like, who really mattered to us and who did we miss and who didn't we miss.
Uh huh.
And I, that sounds ugly, but it really is what it was. Okay, do we really need to be eating out this much? Do we need to be, like, doing this many adventures? Do we need to...
Adventures, yes.
Adventures, yes, but... Like, it just made us, like, take a hard look at our life and reevaluate it, and we never would have got that opportunity had we not been forced to slow down. Because as you guys know, like, I'm a busybody. John was a busybody. Like, we were always out and about doing things. I worked two jobs, like, by choice, not out of necessity, it was by choice. And, I mean, thank God I did, because that's what got me through the pandemic, was having those two jobs and money saved. But, like, we were just, like, always out and about and doing things and eating out and partying and, like, we had a big group of friends, and it was like, you know, maybe we don't like everybody in that group of friends. Yeah. You know, like, it was really like a, like, being able to see people's true colors.
I think, like, since the pandemic, our friend group went from, like, it downsized, like, 98%.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's part of why, like, we've had a difficult time meeting friends here, too, and why we're being so, like, choosy.
It could be.
Because I only want, like, real valuable friends. Like, I don't want, like, if I'm gonna spend every weekend of my life with you, you know, or even 3 weekends a month with you or whatever it is, I want you to be a person that, like, brings value to my life, and I want to bring value to your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and, like, you know, I think about this, and, like, because I always think big picture, you know, like, would they be friends I'd be comfortable bringing, like, my best friend, Casey, to me?
Around.
You know? Like, because if they're not, then there's no fucking way they're going to be my friends.
Then they're not our friend.
Then they're not our friends.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, because I'm still so triggered.
Yeah.
Yes. Just about the gym and the bathroom thing. Yeah. And, like, so I agree with yeah. what you're saying.
You know, it's like, if I can't bring my other friends around,
because if you think that way, like, you are obviously not my fucking friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, if you are any sort of discriminatory to the people that I love, then you can fuck right off.
Mm-hmm. So we vet them. You know, I think we've done a pretty good job of vetting our friends, and maybe that's why it takes so long to meet new people.
Yeah. And plus, we're fucking weirdos, too. Like,
we are
fucking weirdos. Like, we love board games and video games and movies and, like, but we also love, like, going out in the Jeep, and, like, I'm obviously, like, come from the beauty world, so I like to put my makeup on and be ready, and
we like to go out and about on the town, and
we are a little bougie, and, like, we like really yummy food and good drinks, and
we're also, like, creatures of habit, too. Like, once we find a spot that we love and we like, and we like the people around there, we'll keep going there.
Right.
Like, there's this pub that we go to probably every other weekend.
And we're Disney adults, which is, like, a whole nother, like, subsect, which I didn't realize it was so weird to be a Disney adult.
Yeah. I thought it was normal.
I thought it was normal, too.
It's not.
It's not.
No.
Oh, and we like musical theater, and... But we'll also go, like, shoot guns. Like, mm-hmm. You know, we're just fucking, yeah, weirdos are low-key Buddhas. All peace and love. Yeah, like,
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say all love and peace, but, yeah. You know.
I mean, I'll definitely, come on now, I'm white trash, so there is some.
You still got that blood in you.
I've mellowed out in my old age, though.
Mm-hmm.
I would say. Like, I've mellowed way out.
I think so. I think, I don't know if it's mellowed out or if you just learn how to control it. You don't react as fast as you used to. You kind of step back, think a little bit, and then react.
Yeah. So the difference between being the age I am now and the age I was in my early 20s, in my early 20s, fists would fly.
Mm-hmm.
In my late 30s, words fly. And I honestly think words are worse than fists.
Sometimes it can be, yeah. I've been hit by your fist and your words, and sometimes those words, they're hard to recover from.
Because I will script it in such a way that it will just, I will put that dagger in your heart, and I will twist it, and it's going to be serrated, And you're going to think about that fucker for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't want to be that way.
I mean, I think I'm still kind of the same way. I'm not as reactive as I was when I was in my 20s. I don't use my words very well.
You're still as reactive. You've just learned to, like, take a breath and remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get kicked out of an airport. But I was proud of you. You maintained yourself. You are just better about removing yourself from the situation now.
Mm-hmm. I just got to leave. And I think that's what's, like, hard, because sometimes I get really pissed off at work. Like, because I just can't fucking leave work, you know? And I'll send out some fucking stupid emails. I'll read them 3 times first, though, to make sure they're okay. I'll write it. And what I usually do is I usually write my email in Word, mm-hmm. and I'll just leave it there. And once I calm down and, like, got distracted, I'll come back and read it. And if it's still good to send, I'll send that fucker.
Mm-hmm.
But if I feel like it's too harsh, then I'll edit it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and then send it. So that way I don't, like, write it in, like, actual email and accidentally hit send. I always do it in Word first.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it. I let people learn the hard way. The lessons stick with them that way, for sure. And so this couples with, like, learning who I want around me. I'm learning that if people solicit those sort of reactions from me, that I feel like I need to have such a volatile response, then those probably aren't people I need in my life.
I mean, and that's why I'm kind of glad we moved, like, 45 minutes north, to be quite honest. I mean, because, you know, when you're in, like, Idaho, the difference between cultures in this area is pretty big. And it doesn't take that far of a drive.
30 minutes.
It doesn't take that far of a drive for it to be, like, one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Drama buffers are lifesavers. Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm glad we didn't, because we could have, I don't even want to go share, like, down that path, but. Really, we could have lived closer to either of our families, and our life would look a lot different
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yeah.
We'd be loaded.
Yeah, I mean, we would be. But I couldn't hang there. I have too much of a strong opinion about my opinions.
Yeah.
So
we'd be loaded.
We'd be loaded.
Not really loaded. We just would have a lot more disposable income.
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice. I like disposable income.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't, so
yeah, but
here we are.
And we're happier. So money can buy happiness.
It can. I think so. You know, I think, you know, like, they always say money can't buy happiness, but I think money definitely buys you tools to become happy.
I'm not going to read it out loud, but for, like, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. And here's the funny thing, I'm gonna say this, and it's fine. We are Idaho left, Washington right, and I don't feel like there's a place we belong politically, and mm-hmm. that is a challenge. If I have to pick one or extreme or the other, you guys know what I'll pick.
I like the green.
I just think as a whole. It's because I love people and things, and just because you're different doesn't mean that you're any less of a person.
Yeah. I mean, both sides have it fucking nuts.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, like, the extremism of both sides are, and that's what it is right now. There's no middle ground.
No.
You know?
But you're not wrong in your comment, Father no, Brian, at not. All. And when we talk about extremes, that's as extreme as it gets, especially with my immediate family.
And maybe that's our problem, because we went from, like, one extreme to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We went from Seattle to Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
like, probably two of the most extreme states in the lower 48.
Well, I mean, Texas is pretty bad.
I mean, Idaho and Texas are right there with each other.
You're not wrong.
You know.
Like, and this is what I tell people. At the end of the day, we're all just trying to feed our families and live our life and survive.
Yeah.
And none of this should really matter.
No, you know,
honestly, I didn't think it was going to be as big of a culture shock as it was. Like, I grew up as redneck, white, trash, gun-toting, trailer park living trash as it came. So I honestly did not think I would have the culture shock that I did. But it also was that like a validation of like the experience of experiences I have had and like the growth I've done as a person and like my acceptance and like understanding the world. But yeah, I was shocked. I was like, you don't really think like this, right? Like, you don't really think I'm ruining your state because I moved back here.
Like, oh, I do?
Like, you know that I was born and raised here. Like, I own property here and I have my whole life. Like, and you think I'm a problem? Like, so it was shit like that, that it was like, you honestly think that we're the problem here?
Yeah. It's crazy. We've never been more discriminated against.
Ever.
So moved here without a state plates.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, like, I am like we had like legitimately like people like yelling at us because we had Washington plates. It was wild.
It's like, you know, like we have like 5 acres and a house somewhere else
down the street. Like, know? My birth certificate says, you know,
just because we have 30 Washington minutes plates away, it's like we moved back. So fuck off.
But regardless, you know, of that too, it's like, us moving to your area or anybody moving into your area is not causing the price of milk to go up. Like, you do understand that, right? Like, the price of milk going up is what this thing called is inflation.
It's not me moving here.
And property rates have gone up all over the country. Yeah, there may be a little bit of an influx in. I don't know the exact statistics, so somebody can fucking come at me if I'm wrong. But property value going up is called inflation. And this is why people tell you to buy property, because it gains value over the course of your life.
Yeah. Property has never not gained value except for like
the crashes.
4 times in crashes. And even then, if you bought it beforehand, it's not going to crash to what, like, before you bought it. Well, in some instances, if you bought it like super crazy high. But if you bought in 2008 and you survived the crash, guess what? You pretty much doubled or tripled your fucking value.
Exactly. And then here's the other fucking thing. We have too many people in the city. Well, I don't think that these people from out of state bringing their like childless millennials and their 2 dogs are the problem. I think it's you fucking Mormons having 6 to 12 kids and all staying in the same area.
That's the fucking problem.
You're populating this area.
Yeah.
It's not us.
Well, and like, I think, what, oh, and
sorry, I'm
and,
triggered.
And this is like, this is fact, right? If people move to this area from out of state, they're going to bring different views, different opinions, and different ways of thinking, which means different ways of spending money, different ways of building businesses,
small businesses, local economy.
And like Mary and I, we're childless millennials with 2 fucking dogs. So what do we do with our money that we wouldn't spend on, that we would spend on kids? We go out and support local business. Maybe one day Mary and I will open up a business and it will support local community. It's like, we are spending money into the community. If more people like Mary and I move here, that's job creation, more money into the community, more money for roads getting done, more roads for building projects, more roads for...
Well, we like our potholes.
Well, fucking enjoy your potholes. I do not. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay my fucking taxes to get that shit fixed.
Right. But that is the mentality. And it's funny to me because I'm like, you fuckers all have like 6, 8 kids that all stay in this area. And then they go on missions and then they bring people from other countries. And that's acceptable. Yeah.
But you look like 3 hours up the road, right? Mm-hmm. And you have like this amazing fucking town called Bozeman, Montana. And it's
so cute.
It is expensive. But you know what they have? They have this main street that's 1 mile long with a bunch of shops, boutiques. Every fucking store is full. Every fucking store has a shop in it. There's something in every fucking place. And people go there, they shop, they spend money. And that is supporting the community. It's supporting the locals. It's supporting the people that live there. Because everyone goes there to shop, drink, eat, spend money, and have a fun time. And that's what this place could be like, mm-hmm. you know, if people would just get off their high horse and let people shop, spend money, eat, drink, and build new businesses. Mm-hmm. Because people, you know what? People like to spend money.
And even if they don't like to spend money, doing like community activities like the horse-drawn buggy, you know, like that's a good family activity.
Yeah.
Like, but that's a small business in the area.
They like things to do, right? Yeah. They like, maybe they have kids and they would like to have a really good starter job.
Right. Or you a know? Park or a theater.
There's, you know, that just brings more to the economy. It brings more to the community.
Anyway, but that's all way too logical to have a conversation.
More tax dollars for the city so they could spend it on their Mormon temples and their mm-hmm. whatever they want to spend it on.
Their
so
zoning.
Their zoning.
We have a county that is a dry county here.
Yeah. Well, it's not completely dry.
It's close to dry.
Mm. You have to, so it's a county to where, like, if you have an establishment that serves alcohol, you have to serve food, but not food in the sense of a taco truck or something outside the establishment serving food. You have to physically have a kitchen inside the establishment to be able to serve alcohol, which
only franchises can do. So there's no small business in that county.
You know, there's this. The M word that made it so this part of town pretty much can't have any alcohol in it, but that's fine. We'll let the Mormons go over there and everyone else over here will have their tea and eat it and have some beers.
Exactly.
But I guess enough of that. We've ranted too long about local economics.
Yeah, I don't know. I got triggered. Anyway, so you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Because while I say I'm Seattle, right, it still is like, those are all very like social, I don't even want to say they're liberal views. It's very like, it's social views.
Like, honestly, like that's these type of views are, I don't know, I guess almost capitalistic, right? You want, if you're a capitalistic person, obviously you have to capitalize. You have to build business. You have to have people work in the business. You have to do all these things. I don't know.
And here's the thing, too, is it takes everybody from every walk of life to make a community run. Like, you have to have people that want to be a lunch lady and that works for their lifestyle. You have to have the gas station attendant. You have to have the business owner. You have to have these people with different skill sets and different open availabilities and different aspirations in life. Like, yeah, the lunch lady may do that because that works around her kids' schedule and she's bringing extra money in, right? And so I think in communities like this, everybody gets stuck in like that poverty mindset and they don't realize that it really takes the whole community and it takes people from all walks of life to make the community run and function.
Well, and they're pissed off and it's like, all right, all these Washingtonians and Californians are taking all the good jobs. It's like, you could have applied.
Well, my job isn't even in Idaho.
It's not. You know, it's like, you could have applied.
My job's in Illinois.
You could have done whatever you wanted to do. You just didn't.
100%. And you have no college degree. I have no education. I had no skills in the field I went into. And you know what I did? I applied. Yeah. To be fair, I sent out like 150 applications. I made finding a job my job, and I put my energy and effort into that. But like,
I don't know. But a lot of these people, gas station clerk, just thinks that them sitting there doing nothing is going to make them CEO of the gas station.
Right. But then there's people that are like, take pride in that. They're like, this is perfect for me. I love, like, remember,
there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. Just don't expect more if remember you don't Rory? Want more.
Do you remember who Rory is from Chevron?
Yes.
That bitch loved her job.
Oh, she loved it. It worked.
She did graveyards. She was happy about her customers. She did it so she could watch her grandkids during the day, but still have extra money.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm sure Casey Beebs remembers Rory, the salt and pepper old lady that used to smoke way too many cigarettes at Chevron. You know,
I loved her.
Yeah.
Anywho, you guys, we went down a rampage. I'm sorry. We definitely, you triggered me, Father Brian. I'm kidding.
It's good conversation.
But you, I mean, you very much so clarified, and then I extrapolated. No, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. But it is at its core, that's what it is. So, yeah, it's just culture shock. I don't know. I don't know if it's childhood trauma. I don't know if it's my own, like, inability to settle. But I cannot live and die here, for sure.
Yeah, Mary and I were talking about this earlier, and it's hard.
I don't even leave my house, so yeah. I shouldn't be so, like, this.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll probably leave eventually, you know? I don't see us staying here forever.
No. Who knows? I mean, we could be here another 10 years and then leave.
No.
I don't foresee it being 10 years, but who knows?
I think it's just a stepping stone.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I do like my house, and I work from home, so I'll die here, but I live on the internet. I feel that. I think it's a lot more than just where we are. For me, it's proximity to the entire family. And the.
I mean, right now it has its ups and downs. Like, yeah. Downs, like, we live here. And we just explained the downs.
Yeah. And ups, though, like, I love my house.
We love our house. And, like,
I work from home.
Believe it or not, like, we've traveled more
living here than we have any, like, than we did in Seattle.
Yeah.
But we do, but that's a good and a bad, because the downside is we have to travel to do the things we want. Well, I don't know.
Versus Seattle. We just went to Seattle and it was there.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, proximity to drama is the thing. And I'm still figuring my shit out. You know, as far as, like,
I mean, and technically you don't really have anything here. Like, the only, I mean, you have family, quote unquote, but not immediate family.
Yeah.
You know, all your immediate family's gone. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the only one with immediate moms and dads, mm-hmm. and brothers and sisters here. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a brother here, but he still lives 3 hours away. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's not close.
But I have emotional connections to, like, physical dirt here.
Yeah, you do. You do. And I'm not discounting that, you know.
I don't know. It's weird. It's life is fucking weird.
It is. I mean, there's always points to where you, like, lie awake in bed and you just think.
You never lie awake. I hear you snoring all the time.
Well,
I'm teasing. It was supposed to be funny.
When the dogs wake me up at 4:30 in the morning and I can't, like, go back to bed, that's when I lie there. I don't know. You think and ponder and reflect. Then you just go to work and forget about it all.
And then you go to work and wish your life, you know, wish you were born into royalty or something.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
For a minute. But then again, I was like, well, you know what? Like, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'll just never be completely happy. You know, no matter, like, what, where I grew up, how I grew up, or if I grew up, like, poor or rich, like, I'd probably never be completely satisfied.
You know, for sure. I'm like the problem.
Fucking Alexander Hamilton. I'll never be satisfied. You know?
I know this. Like, about myself, at least.
Yeah. Always striving for the next thing, you know?
Do better, be better. And even for me, it's kind of interesting, though, because I've always been that way. But it used to always be a financial thing, and now it's more of like a...
No, I'm not saying I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm never satisfied.
Hello, welcome in.
You're welcome.
Now it's more of like, I'm still like striving to do better and be better as a person, as an individual. Not necessarily, well, that's a lie, because I'm still doing it in my career now too. So I just tried to gaslight myself. I gaslight myself every fucking day. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, Mary likes to compare me to the dog. If the dog is not getting any attention, he just walks around the house until he finally finds someone to pet him or he goes to bed. And Mary's like, that's exactly how you are. That is your personality to a T.
One room to the next, to the other room, to the pouting, and then the next room, and then the pouting, and then the another room, and then he finally lays on the couch, and then he just stares at you.
And then someone flinches, and I get up, and I do the same thing over and over and over again until...
Yeah. No, you are Canton.
Mm-hmm.
The, like, restless energy.
It's that constant fight or flight. I'm always trying to... Flight or fight, I don't know.
I know. Although I would like my body to understand that when I'm writing an email, that's not when flight or flight needs to kick in. Like, I would like my body to understand the difference between me actually needing to fight or flight. Maybe my anxiety, I don't know. I wish it could like recognize. I saw this thing and somebody was like, what's the worst part of having anxiety? And you know what I honestly think the worst part of anxiety is for me is that I am a logical fucking person. Like, I can work through any problem. I can figure it out. And when I'm in the heart of anxiety and I can feel my body just like tensing up and like all the shit, right? Mentally, I like can talk myself out of it, but I can't talk my body out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit pisses me off.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, all right, the fight or flight while writing an email. And like, this is what goes through my mind a lot of time is, what if I fight this computer and this computer takes flight after I'm done with it and just fucking throw it across the room?
John is more like anger.
Yeah, I'm more fight. I'm not John really a flighter.
Only knows how to express his emotions through anger. He doesn't know how to express any other emotion other than just anger.
Yeah, I guess not.
And that's why I think therapy would be good for you. Not to control your inner anger, but to be able to identify your other emotions that surface as anger for you.
Yeah.
I know what those emotions are based upon how your anger comes across. Because I've been with you long enough.
Because it's angry, but I'm never angry. I could be sad and I just fucking...
I'm angry.
And angry.
Yeah.
Or it's I could be depressed angry. And I'm angry.
Every emotion to you is anger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think identifying like what the actual emotion is and then how to address that versus just fucking getting angry.
I mean, but I'm pretty good at keeping my anger within myself. Like, I only have a few outbursts.
Well, I'm not concerned about your outbursts. I'm concerned about your internal... Like, I'm concerned about you.
Hey, my internal monologue keeps me in check, all right?
Well, so does mine, and she fucking gaslights me.
Mine's like, John, you realize if you go two steps forward, all right, you might not have a job.
Oh, so mine is a fucking
so how about you take
tea to me.
Yeah. Mine eggs me on, actually, sometimes. To be quite honest, I... Like, my internal monologue...
Yep, emotional cockpit, crockpots.
Will sit there and go through every single conversation I can have with this person, which, like, gives me, like, super anxiety, which I guess turns into anger. So, like, I've already had, like, 30 conversations with one person, how I'm going to say it, and, like, 30 different outcomes of that conversation. We all know. Yeah, no, I don't need to explain this to anybody.
We're a disaster.
We are.
Sometimes I'm like, are we good for each other or are we bad for each other?
I think we're good. I mean, we've lasted 16 years so far. We're probably the only people that fucking stop us from jumping off a ledge.
I know. Which is funny because if somebody listens to this, I'm like, your anger. Like, I don't know. It's so funny too because like John is like one of the sweetest, kindest husbands there ever could live. And I'm not saying that because he's sitting with me. Like, he literally, like, Kayla can totally back this up. She's lived with us. Like, she would never like lie. But he really is like one of the sweetest, kindest humans on the planet. And so it's funny that like.
Well, people hear anger and they automatically probably think abuse.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to like say is that it's funny. That's probably like the context that's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know it. Like, if anything, I'm the mean one.
Yeah.
Hi. It's me. problem. It's me.
Right. Copyright strike. Bam, bitch.
Really?
No.
Oh. Well, my friends. We do need to get these doggies walked and get ready for our evening adventure. We're going to a pizza party.
Yeah.
We're going to have Costco pizza and dessert charcuterie in a historical house.
Some beer and cocktails and wine.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Nice to see you guys. We hope to see you soon. We'll try to be around a little bit more, which is a lie. We'll see you in a month.